Welcome to the very first Cop On special, you lovely lump of Christmas mincemeat. I'm thrilled today to be bringing you an interview with none other than Arsenal's current assistant manager, Juan Carlos Carcedo, who will of course be in the away dugout at Anfield on Saturday. I'm so very happy he agreed to be interviewed, so thanks a lot to Juan Carlos for being so generous and supporting Cop On. Speaking of supporting us, before we get into it, I would like to give barrel loads of warm and fuzzy thank yous to our latest supporter on Patreon, Joanne Stenson. If you would like to contribute to Cop On for as cheaply as $1 per month, please head over to patreon.com/copon podcast. In the meantime, of course, I mean, it's always going to be free. It's just if you would like to support, you can. I'm currently in England without my editing equipment, so the audio is not as good as I would like it, but I will be home soon and will be back sounding sweeter than a nightingale's nut pretty soon. For now, here I am with Juan Carlos Carcedo, Arsenal FC's assistant manager. Enjoy.
You've been at Arsenal for about, well, you started in July, didn't you, or June, July. How is life in England?
Very good. We had to adapt to England, to a new football, but for the life is good because this year was a very good weather in summer and. Our adaptation in London, in the small village where we lived, is amazing for the moment.
Well, yeah, good. And the Arsenal Football Club, are they treating you well? Are they nice to you?
Yeah, very good, very good. Everybody is nice. It's lovely, the facilities, everybody in the club try to help us. And for the moment, we are happy with all the people who work around us.
Excellent, because Mr. Emery, he travels with a big team, right? There's a big team of you. I mean, I know you. I know. Julen, the fitness coach. There's Victor, the analyst. But how many people exactly are in Mr. Emery's team?
We travel always six people with him to help him in Sevilla, in Paris. A few years ago, and we try to. Adapt his necessities and always we go together where the coach asks for us.
Well, yeah, no, it's great because I've seen that you've been. You started about 10 years ago, right? At Almeria, you started working with Unai. How did it happen? How did that conversation go? He just called you one day and said, hey, do you want to be an assistant?
Yeah, we played together in Leganés in a small team in Madrid. At this moment he's in first division and we finished our careers. He became a first team manager and me an assistant in another team. And we had a good relationship and she wanted to create a new staff. And we spoke about the possibility to stay together and we became a nice group together a few years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. You've been Almeria, Valencia, Spartak Moscow, Sevilla, Paris Saint-Germain, and now Arsenal. I mean, is the Premier League? I mean, you mentioned you had to adapt to a new style of football and things. What's the main difference between the Premier League and the other leagues?
It's possible the rhythm in the games, because in Spain it's possibly more tactically, you keep more the possession. Here is more attacking moments, and you try to score it in each action, each single action. And in Spain or in other countries, it's possible you try to be more organized, to keep the ball, and it's a different football, a lot of more crosses, different football, but very, very exciting football. And for the moment, we are happy.
Yeah, it's going quite well. I mean, you had that fantastic unbeaten run. What, 22 matches or something? 23? It was really, really good. But in terms of your role as an assistant manager, I mean, how much influence do you have on things like team selection and substitutions and transfers even?
We work like a team, and we try to talk about all the different options, about the players, about the substitution. But then the last decision is for the team manager. But we try to help him to give confidence the players, and to have the best to make the best choice for the team.
Yeah, and I imagine you use a lot of data and a lot of new techniques, like new sports science techniques, and do you use like psychology techniques as well, to like visualization and things like that?
Yes, in the team, we have a psychologist, a physically assistant, a lot of people who help us, and each person has one different role in our team, and we try to improve the team and help the players for a best performance.
Well, it's fantastic, yeah. Moving on to Liverpool then. Wow. I mean I was there, thanks to you, at the Emirates Stadium in November, and I thought Liverpool were a bit lucky. I mean, Arsenal, one of only three teams to draw with Liverpool, but I thought Liverpool were a bit lucky to escape the Emirates with a draw. Do you think Saturday will be more difficult at Anfield?
Yes, it's one of the best stadium in the world, in the Premier. Everybody speak about his atmosphere, and we are exciting to play on Saturday. We know the difficulty of the game, and we'll try to be organized and to have a good game like in Emirates. But we know the difficulty to play at home, away, sorry, away, and in Liverpool.
Yeah, and you have some injury problems, right?
Yes, at this moment is not a good moment for us physically, because we have several injured players. But you have to adapt it each moment, and we will play with our best team.
Well, yeah, of course. But Liverpool, I mean, top of the league. Are you surprised by that? How well Liverpool are doing? Or from the outside, can you see, this crazy good Liverpool team? I don't know.
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because we know Klopp's work, we know the players, we know the club, and the last years Liverpool joined a very good players and invest very, very, very well. And at this moment, is on the top. It's on the top. They deserve this positioning, and it's important try to play a good game and try to win this tough game.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I mean, you sound sort of, yeah, I mean, it's a nice challenge for you, isn't it? I mean, it's good to be excited about the game, to play at Anfield rather than, worried or anything. Because I think sometimes I've seen this season certain players, I think even Manchester United were guilty of this. I think some of their defenders were a little bit scared to play at Anfield this season. How do you make sure that you're confident, your defenders, your players are confident and excited for the challenge?
This kind of stadiums are always difficult to play because the atmosphere, because Liverpool is a big team, but we are Arsenal too. We have players with experience, and we hope for our players will be the best performance in Anfield.
Yeah, okay. Try your best, okay. And do you think Liverpool can finish the season unbeaten, like the great Arsenal team with Thierry Henry and Vieira, etc.?
You never know. You never know. It's very difficult because City, everybody know, was unbeaten too, and the last two, three games they lost. And you never know. The first half of the season, Liverpool is unbeaten, playing amazing football. But you never know if the next one can be the first lost. You never know. And we hope for this one happen the next game.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, you hope so. I hope not. I hope it's a draw. Let's be diplomatic.
Okay,
No.
will be good, will be
I mean, I don't know. It's going to be a fantastic match. I mean, lots of people are excited about it, but lots of Liverpool fans are very excited about being at the top of the league. But there is a long way to go. I mean, you have won league titles before in your career. I mean, we have to think that there's a long way to go. We're only halfway through the season. I mean, that's true, isn't it? We have to sort of relax, not get too excited as fans.
Yes, for a team, the team manager always knows that the most important is the next single game, because if you think about the end of the season, you can lose your ambition, and it's better each game. In Spanish, always. Cholo Simeone speaks about the next game is the most important, and he's right, because the next 3 points are the most important, and always your focus has to be in the next game.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, it seems like a very important mantra. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I've just got one more question, and thank you so much, Juan Carlos. Absolutely brilliant of you to join us. And who's going to win the Golden Boot for the top scorer? Is it Aubameyang or Mohamed Salah?
I don't know. I hope for our players because he's playing well. He's motivated. He wanted and he deserved to win this trophy. And for the moment, he's on the top. And I will be excited too if he won he win, because it's important for a player his individually and then his general performance for our team.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, exactly. I mean, He's a fantastic player, and it's great to watch him. I shall enjoy watching him against every other team apart from Liverpool. So yeah, thanks very much. And oh yeah, just the about the process. I mean, Unai Emery was talking about, you're at the start of a long process at Arsenal, and I think you've started really well. So good luck with everything,
Thank you.
apart from Saturday, of course.
Thank you so much, Owen. And it's a pleasure to be with you and with your listeners.
So thanks a billion, trillion, zillion to Juan Carlos for joining me for that chat there. Thanks mostly to you, the listener, for being there. Please share Cop On Podcast with whoever you want, whether it be a friend, a foe, a neighbour, or just someone that you meet on the street with a Liverpool top. Yes, send us an email, coponpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Cop On Podcast. It's been a real pleasure to bring you our first special episode today, and I hope that whoever you are, wherever you are, you've enjoyed it and you have a marvellous, marvellous, marvellous day. Bring on the Gunners on Saturday. I can't wait. I'm salivating, I'm drooling, and it's making a bit of a mess on the carpet. Speak to you soon.